is your Bible reading. If you're like many who contact us here at CRI, you'd like to get more context and understanding out of what you're reading. If you'd like to get more out of your Bible reading, we believe Hank can help. Along with Thomas Nelson Publishers, Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Legacy Study Bible. If you know of Hank's scriptural knowledge and understanding, then you'll soon discover this could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. To talk about it, Hank welcomes back Thomas Nelson's Vice President and Group Associate Publisher, Jeremy Johnson. To order your own copy of the Legacy Study Bible, call 888-7000-CRI or order online 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. And now, to start the program, here's Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff.
It's always great to be with you as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada. Do remember there are resource consultants standing by at 888-7000-CRI. You can also access us on the World Wide Web at equip.org or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Today, back for a second day, Jeremy Johnson, a great friend, and he is the Vice President and Group Associate Publisher for the Bible Group at Thomas Nelson. Thomas Nelson is the world's largest Bible publisher and the publisher of my Legacy Study Bible. We talked about this Bible yesterday. It's a Bible we want to put into your hands as well as the hands of a family member or friend. It's available right now through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute when you dial 888-7000-CRI. You can also get the Bible on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can see more about the Bible on the World Wide Web there. And most of all, we're tackling a problem. My wife, for many years, and we talked about this yesterday, has wanted me to get people into the Word of God. She wanted me to use this broadcast as a means to constantly remind you that you shouldn't just be asking random questions. You should be learning to read the Bible for all it's worth and have a systematic reading plan, a real plan, not to read bits of the Bible in an isolated, scattergun fashion, but read whole books of the Bible within genres of the Bible and strategically read such that when you get finished reading the prophets and you read Revelation, you immediately hear the background music of the prophets as you read John, because John virtually recapitulates in many places what Ezekiel says. So knowing what the prophets have said and having read them in close proximity to the book of Revelation is extraordinarily helpful. We have a very unique reading plan. You can see it on the World Wide Web and get it when you order the Legacy Study Bible. Again, resource consultants are standing by right now at 888-7000-CRI or when you log into the World Wide Web at equip.org. Before we do anything else, Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
You yesterday exuded passion for the Legacy Study Bible, and I want you to recapitulate this. This is not just about selling Bibles. It's about getting people into the Word of God, giving them a method by which they can read the Bible for all it's worth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This Bible, the Study Bible, is the most unique Study Bible that we've ever done. I've spent 10 years with Thomas Nelson now, and seven of those in selling Bibles and passionately selling Bibles around the world, last 3 years in publishing Bibles, and working with incredible communicators like yourself in taking their knowledge and their commentary and their opinions and incorporating that in with Scripture. This Bible isn't that. This Bible is not about Hank Hanegraaff's notes on Scripture. This Bible is about learning how to study the Bible for all it's worth. It's about the methodology versus the commentary. The material that we have in this Bible is designed to teach you to get into Bible and to experience it in ways that you never have before. I've seen how it's changed my own life already in seeing things that I have not seen before.
We started yesterday talking about some of the features of the Legacy Study Bible. I suppose the most visible part of the Legacy Study Bible is that when you get to the introductions, you find a legacy acronym. The word legacy in itself has such passion and power associated with it when you think about leaving your legacy or what will my legacy be, and think that this Bible is God's legacy. So we use legacy as an acronym to give people cliff notes, as it were, for every single book of the Bible, replete with a teaching moment.
Yeah, that's right. Legacy stands for the location, the essence, the genre of the book, the author, the context, and the years that it was written. Really the germ of what is needed to understand how to read that book, because every book is different and unique in its own sense. And one of my experiences with the book introduction came with John and the book of John, and I was reading through the book introduction, and I couldn't get out of the first paragraph. I don't remember what the rest of the book introduction says. What I noticed was you made a comment that states, John also correctly notes changes in elevation between Canaan, Galilee, Capernaum, and Jerusalem from John 2, 11 to 13. And it's fascinating to look at it because he says that he starts in Cana and goes down to Capernaum and then later up to Jerusalem. My experience in looking at maps, up means north, down means south. And in reading that all my life, I just assumed that's exactly what John was talking about. But it's not. And you point that out as that teaching moment in John, that the location that John is referring to, because he is intimately knowledgeable of the situation and the topography, is that John went down in terms of elevation, even though it's north, Capernaum is north of Cana, he went down because it was topography. Jerusalem is then 80 miles or so south, but yet he goes up, again, because of the elevation. And that was just eye-opening, and it just made me want to start reading more and more and more of the book of John to find more of those little nuggets about when he uses just common language, even for us today, thousands of years after it was written, how we understand that language really isn't exactly what he says if we don't understand the location that he's talking about and the essence of the book. It was incredible.
And that's the whole deal. I mean, it's learning to read the Bible for all it's worth. It's literature, it's inspired literature, but it still follows the rules of grammar. And one of the letters, of course, is genre. What kind of form is this written in? We know intuitively that if we're reading poetry, it's different than if we're reading a legal brief. So genre makes a difference in our everyday life as we read literature, but it also makes a difference when we read the Bible. Reading Hebrew poetry is different than reading Hebrew prophecy. When we're reading apocalyptic literature, there are rules that apply. There's a linguistic matrix, as it were. So apocalyptic language is not just an unveiling, but it's a language system, and there are different rules that apply depending on what genre you are reading. But, you know, apart from the legacy acronyms, which I think is a real great benefit because, again, it gives you a memorable way of understanding the essence of a book, the germ, as you put it, of a book. The concordance is unique in and of itself.
Oh, it is. And what's really fun, you know, we modeled this Bible after your personal Bible that you've been using for almost two decades now, in where your own notes and thoughts and things are put in there. And even in the back by your concordance, you kind of make your own topical index type of concordance where you can turn to a letter and there's a word that, you know, is that alphabet letters that you can tie back to Scripture to point you there. And so we want